The Bible includes not one but four books about the life of Jesus. Each book tells basically the same story, but each writer has a unique viewpoint. Take Luke, for example. We've already heard his story. He wrote to show how Jesus came for everyone, including non-Jews. But there's more to the story. You see, Jesus was also the rightful king of the Jews. Many years before he was born, God promised a Savior who would come and rescue the Jews from all their troubles. The book of Matthew tells the story of Jesus from this viewpoint. It shows how Jesus is that person, the Savior and King of Israel. If you know any Old Testament stories, you may notice something familiar about Matthew. For example, remember the story of Moses? How his family hid him from the angry king when Moses was just a baby? Well, guess what? Something similar happens to Jesus in Matthew's story. See if you can tell what. Or how about the time the Jews wandered in the desert and were tested for 40 years? Jesus has a similar desert experience in Matthew, which you'll hear more about in today's episode. So why all the similarities to the Old Testament? Because Matthew is showing how Jesus fulfills everything in the Old Testament, how he is everything God promised long ago.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary and Joseph had promised to get married. But before they started to live together, it became clear that she was going to have a baby. She became pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was a godly man. He did not want to put her to shame in public, so he planned to divorce her quietly. But as Joseph was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. The baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit. She is going to have a son. You must give him the name Jesus. That is because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to bring about what the Lord had said would happen. He had said through the prophet, "The virgin is going to have a baby. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." The name Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. This happened while Herod was king of Judea. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the child who has been born to be king of the Jews? When we were in the east, we saw his star. Now we have come to worship him." Then Herod called for the wise men secretly. He found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem. He said, "Go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, bring me a report. Then I can go and worship him too." After the wise men had listened to the king, they went on their way. The star they had seen when they were in the east went ahead of them. It finally stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. The wise men went to the house. There they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they returned to their country on a different road. When the wise men had left, Joseph had a dream. In the dream, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. "Get up," the angel said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you to come back. Herod is going to search for the child. He wants to kill him." Joseph got up. During the night, he left for Egypt with the child and his mother Mary. Herod realized that the wise men had tricked him, so he became very angry. He gave orders concerning Bethlehem and the area around it. All the boys, 2 years old and under, were to be killed. After Herod died, Joseph had a dream while he was still in Egypt. In the dream, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. The angel said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, go to the land of Israel. Those who were trying to kill the child are dead." So Joseph got up. He took the child and his mother Mary back to the land of Israel. There he lived in a town called Nazareth. In those days John the Baptist came and preached in the desert of Judea. He said, "Turn away from your sins. The kingdom of heaven is near." John is the one the prophet Isaiah had spoken about. He had said, "A voice calls out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.'" John's clothes were made out of camel's hair. He had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all of Judea. They also came from the whole area around the Jordan River. When they admitted they had sinned, John baptized them in the Jordan. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River. He wanted to be baptized by John. But John tried to stop him. He told Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you, so why do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be this way for now. It is right for us to do this. It carries out God's holy plan." Then John agreed. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened. Jesus saw the Spirit of God coming down on him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him." The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert. There the devil tempted him. After 40 days and 40 nights of going without eating, Jesus was hungry. The tempter came to him. He said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'People don't live only on bread. They live on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city. He had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. It is written, 'The Lord will command his angels to take good care of you. They will lift you up in their hands. Then you won't trip over a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Finally, the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. "If you bow down and worship me," he said, "I will give you all of this." Jesus said to him, "Get away from me, Satan. It is written, 'Worship the Lord your God, serve only him.'" Then the devil left Jesus. Angels came and took care of him. One day Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. There he saw two brothers. They were Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. They were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said. "I will make you fishers of people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers. They were James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee. As they were preparing their nets, Jesus called out to them. Right away they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Jesus went all over Galilee. There he taught in the synagogues. He preached the good news of God's kingdom. He healed every illness and sickness the people had. Large crowds followed him. Jesus saw the crowds, so he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are those who are spiritually needy. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are those who are sad. They will be comforted. Blessed are those who are free of pride. They will be given the earth. Blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for what is right. They will be filled. Blessed are those who show mercy. They will be shown mercy. Blessed are those whose hearts are pure. They will see God. Blessed are those who make peace. They will be called children of God. Blessed are those who suffer for doing what is right. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when people make fun of you and hurt you because of me. You are also blessed when they tell all kinds of evil lies about you because of me. Be joyful and glad. Your reward in heaven is great. In the same way, people hurt the prophets who lived long ago. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill can't be hidden. Also, people do not light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. Then it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine in front of others. Then they will see the good things you do, and they will praise your Father who is in heaven. Do not think I have come to get rid of what is written in the law or in the prophets. I have not come to do that. Instead, I have come to give full meaning to what is written. Do not fight against an evil person. Suppose someone hits you on your right cheek. Turn your other cheek also. Suppose someone takes you to court to get your shirt. Give up your coat also. Suppose someone forces you to go 1 mile. Go 2 miles. When you pray, do not keep talking on and on the way ungodly people do. Your Father knows what you need even before you ask Him. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May what you want to happen be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, just as we also have forgiven those who sin against us. Keep us from falling into sin when we are tempted. Save us from the evil one. Forgive people when they sin against you. If you do, your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you. I tell you, do not worry. Don't say, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? People who are ungodly run after all of those things. Your Father who is in heaven knows that you need them. But seek God's kingdom first of all. Do what He wants you to do. Then all of those things will also be given to you. So then, everyone who hears my words and puts them into practice is like a wise man. He builds his house on the rock. The rain comes down, the water rises, the winds blow and beat against that house, but it does not fall. It is built on the rock. But everyone who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. He builds his house on sand. The rain comes down, the water rises, the winds blow and beat against that house, and it falls with a loud crash. Jesus finished saying all these things. The crowds were amazed at his teaching. He taught like one who had authority. He did not speak like their teachers of the law.